Next, we'll take up agenda item 2. This is a hearing before the Board of Forestry. Mr. Bruce Gray, I want to welcome to the meeting, who is the landowner involved in this case. This involves the Forest Patrol assessment. And Tim Holschbach will kick this off, and I think we also have Kate Skinner here for this item from the department. So, Tim, are you on here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair Emison, State Forester Doherty, and members of the board. For the record, my name is Tim Holschbach. I serve as the Fire Prevention and Policy Manager with the Protection Division here at the Oregon Department of Forestry. This agenda topic, as Chair Emison stated, involves hearings before the Board of Forestry regarding landowner tax lots, which are being added to the Forest Patrol assessment role in Tillamook County. There's one landowner that has requested a hearing, Mr. Bruce Gray from Tillamook County. The tax lot in question was recently classified as forest land by the Tillamook Forest Land Classification Committee, as required by ORS 477-250, Section 2. The landowners received notification that certain tax lots that they own will be added to the Forest Patrol assessment roll. The process for appeals and hearings before the board were also included within that letter. Once a landowner notifies the state forester that they are requesting a hearing, OAR 629-041-0035, Section 5, identifies that the next step is for the forester to contact the affected landowner to further discuss the matter. On June 2nd, a letter was mailed to Mr. Gray inviting him to do so, but no response was received from that letter. The landowner's objection to having his tax lot added to the assessment roll is listed in the final order that is in your packets. I've reviewed the objections and have also reviewed the assessment requirements for each tax lot. In each case, the lot meets all of the requirements to be assessed. Those requirements are: the land has been classified as forest land by a county classification committee. The owner of the land has been correctly identified. The acres and tax lot number is correctly identified. The owner has not provided a protection plan approved by the board on their own or through membership in a forest protective association. In all four cases, ORS 477-210 requires the state forester to provide fire protection to the forest land owned by the above mentioned landowner, and the county assessor must collect the cost of that protection under ORS 477-270. ORS 478-010 further distinctly states that lands classified as forest land within both a forest protection district and a rural fire protection district are subject to assessment from both districts. This concludes my presentation. I'm available to answer any questions from the board.
Okay, are there any questions for Tim at this point? We'll next hear from Mr. Gray, and you can have questions for him or for Tim or for Kate. So Mr. Gray, are you, I see you're muted, so make sure you unmute yourself, and then we'd like to welcome you to the discussion here.
Thank you.
Sure.
I don't really have much to add. I guess I'm kind of fighting an uphill battle. I was just trying to learn a little bit more about the assessment, where it came from and how it's applied. I have talked to my neighbors who have not been assessed, and they fall along the same, we're on the same street. I understand there's a fire hydrant there. It's a named community, it's part of a PUD. And, we're covered by the Oceanside Sanitary or Fire District, but I understand this doesn't really cover structures, this part of the fire protection plan, but I'm just wanted to make sure that, my voice was heard, because I really don't have any other avenues to, help me as an individual homeowner, kind of keep my costs to a minimum. So that's all I was trying to do. But I understand that, you know, there's laws on the books, and I don't know if there's any other way that I can get represented as a, you know, individual landowner to, you know, help with, you know, some of my costs. That's all I had to say. Thanks.
I have to unmute myself. Any questions for Mr. Gray from board members? Or questions for Tim? Okay, there.
Tom?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a question for Mr. Gray. Wondering if he had made any attempt to contact the County Forest Land Classification Committee about his classification to find out, you know, sort of why he was classified by them the way that they classified him.
Mr. Gray, are you? Yes, thanks.
I did have a conversation, I can't remember exactly when it was, with someone local there about this, and the reasoning I heard was that, you know, it's where my property lies, you know, in the district. It falls into that classification, whichever, you know, ORS that it falls under. It. So I just didn't know how, you know, why it was being applied at this point. You know, we've lived there for 20 years. And then I've had neighbors, you know, that have had houses up there at the same time. I did check with them to see if they received the same notice or if they're paying the same sort of assessment. And I'm not trying to get them in trouble, but, you know, they indicated that they were not. So that's why I was just curious as to a little bit more about the process. And, I didn't really get, other than it's been an Oregon law for some time, and they have now decided to start enforcing it, I guess, the way I understand it.
Yeah, if I can just maybe sympathize a little bit, I think in a fairly similar kind of situation. I haven't looked at the details of your property, but I know most of the county assessment classification teams have been going through a process to evaluate these neighborhoods. And the one that I live in, you know, also recently went through a classification review. And just because of the differences that lie on the landscape, not all of my neighbors ended up classified exactly the same way because of where we were on the slope and what the land looked like where we were. So it's, you know, I'm also in a named neighborhood. Some of us were classified as forest land and others weren't. So it's just kind of a, if you question the classification, really the appropriate spot to look for clarification from that perspective is with your County Forest Land Classification Committee. That's not something that we on the board really have the authority to overturn.
Correct. Thank you, Cindy. Okay, if there are no other questions, then you have in your material the draft order, the draft final order, with the staff recommendation that the board adopt the proposed final order as written for Mr. Gray. Is there a motion to approve the staff recommendation? There are also other alternatives I think you've seen in your material. At this point, is there a motion on this action?
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the staff recommendation.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Mike Rose seconds it. Any discussion? Okay, then we'll vote on this item. So all those the motion on the motion before us, Cindy Deacon Williams.
Aye.
Joe Justice. Joe, I think you're muted. Thanks.
Aye. Aye.
Jim Kelly.
Aye.
Brenda McComb.
Aye. Don't forget Nils.
I can see the problem here. Mike Rhodes.
Aye.
Nils Christofferson.
Aye.
And Tom Imeson, I vote aye as well. So thank you all, and thank you, Mr. Gray, for taking the time to appear before us.